Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, in one hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned five priceless advices. In actual fact, these five are five bounties from Allah ta'ala, which we have to use and utilize them before they are removed, before they go away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on explaining, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس, that value five things before five. شبابك قبل هرمك, that value your youth before you become old, before your old age. وصحتك قبل سقمك, value your good health before you become sick. وغناك قبل فقرك, value your wealth, your affluence before you become poor. وفراغك قبل شغلك, value your free time before you become occupied. وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ, and value your life before death comes. So these are five bounties from the side of Allah, which we have to value them. Valuing them means that we have to use these bounties before they go away in preparing our akhirat, which is our final abode. The first bounty Allah Ta'ala speaks, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaks about, is the bounty of youth. When a person is young, the person has strength to do good deeds. A'mal, he can do, which a person who is old cannot do. So a person should value this youth, the strength a person has, before he becomes old, and he cannot do those ibadat. Second, a person should value his good health before he becomes sick. Only this person who is sick, that person who is sick, he knows the true value of good health. A person who is in a hospital bed, you go and ask him what is the value of good health, he will be able to tell you what's the value of good health. That if I had good health, I would be able to do this, I would be able to do that. But because we have it, we don't value it. That's why in Arabic they say, قَدْرُ نِعْمَةِ بَعْدَ زَوَالِهَا, that the person will only begin to appreciate the ni'mat, the bounty from the side of Allah, after that ni'mat is gone. So before the ni'mat of good health goes away, a person should value this ni'mat and make the best of it so that a person can prepare his akhirat. Third is free time. Person who has free time, holiday season is coming. A person who has free time should use this free time to make up his akhirat, to make up his abode in the akhirat. Should not waste his time. And fourthly, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned affluence, wealth. A person who has wealth should use this wealth to please Allah Ta'ala before this wealth goes away. And lastly, a person should value one's life in the world before death comes. Because death is something inevitable. The life of this world can be resembled to an airport, to a waiting lounge, where everyone is waiting for his flight. And everyone is definitely going to take that flight of death, which is going to take him to the akhirat, which is his final abode. And this flight is such that has been booked prior to us coming to this world. So that is a flight that cannot be postponed, cannot be cancelled. Everyone will have to taste the death. If death would not come to anyone, it would not have come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the pinnacle of the creation of Allah had to taste death. So we are going to definitely taste this death. If death could be dazzled by beauty, then death would have not come to Yusuf alayhi salam. If death could be foolished by wealth, then death would not have come to Sulaiman alayhi salam, who possessed the greatest kingdom. If death could be postponed by intelligence, then death would not have come to Luqman alayhi salam. But that is something that is unavoidable. We'll all have to taste from death. We claim that we know about death, but our behavior denies that. Aga maut ke liye koi bashar nahi, saman so baras ka hai, kal ki khabar nahi. We have made arrangements as though we're going to live for thousands, for hundreds and thousands of years, but we don't know what is the condition of tomorrow. Our provisions, our conditions show that we claim that we're going to live for hundreds and thousands of years, whereas we don't know what is going to happen to us tomorrow. The poet says, "Tawarra min ad-dunya fa innaka la tadri idha janna al-layl hal tabitu ila fajri wa kam min fatan asbaha wa amsa lahiya wa qad nusijat akfanuhu wa innahu la yadri." Tawarra min ad-dunya, it means stay away from the world, refrain from the things of the world, from this distraction of the world. تَوَرَّعْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي. Engage in ibadat, engage in obedience of Allah, because you do not know. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلُ هَلْ تَبِيتُ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ. You don't know when it is night, whether you're going to see the morning, whether you're going to see the Fajr Salah, whether you're going to see the dawn. You do not know. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلُ هَلْ تَبِيتُ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ وَكَمْ مِنْ فَتًى أَصْبَحَ وَأَمْسَى لَاهِيَا وَقَدْ نُسِجَتْ أَكْفَانُهُ وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي. How many a youngster who is healthy, he is wailing away his time, he's wasting his time. وَقَدْ نُسِجَتْ أَكْفَانُهُ وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي. Whereas his coffin is already prepared, his coffin is already in the market, and he doesn't know of it. It was written in one qabr, يَا وَاقِفُ عِنْدَ قَبْرِي لَا تَتَعَجَّبْ مِنْ أَمْرِي بالأمس كنت مثلك غدا تكون مثلي. That all person who's standing before my qabr, all that person who's standing before my qabr and looking at me, لا تتعجب من أمري. Don't be astonished. Don't be astonished at my condition. Don't be surprised at my condition. فإن بالأمس كنت مثلي مثلك. That yesterday I was like you. Yesterday I was walking on the surface of the earth, healthy, thinking to myself that I have many years to live. غَدًا تَكُونُ مِثْلِي. And tomorrow you will be like me. Yesterday I was like you, tomorrow you will be like me. So we have to prepare. Intelligent is that person who prepares for death before it comes. That is why it comes in the hadith, الْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. That intelligent person is that person who suppresses his nafs, who suppresses his ego, his nafs. His nafs will demand him to do such things that are not appropriate, which are not in keeping with the commands of Allah. But he suppresses, he holds back his nafs. مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. And he does actions that will benefit him in the akhirat. This is the intelligent person. This is the definition of intelligent person that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. الْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. And who is the foolish person? The foolish person is that person who follows his desires and still entertains hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever his desire commands, he does not put a rein in his desires. He does not hold back his desires. Whatever his nafs calls him towards, whether it will be to look at that na-mahram woman, whether to go in that environment which is not appropriate for a Muslim, he goes, he obeys his nafs. وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. And still entertains hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That is why we find in the life of the Sahaba that they prepared for death. And when maut came to them, when death came to them, they were happy to receive maut. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in the hadith, تُحْفَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الْمَوْتِ. That death is in actual fact a gift for a believer. But when this will be a gift? Death will be a gift to a believer when a person prepares for death. Then he'll be ready to welcome death, because he knows that through death he will reach to his beloved. He'll reach to Allah Ta'ala. he'll reach to those favors which are waiting him. It is said about Abdullah bin Rawaha, it was the 8th year of Hijri. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was dispatching an army to go fight Hiraqal, to go fight the army of Hiraqal. At the time when they were departing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam appointed 3 amirs. He says Zayd bin Haritha will be the amir of the army. If Zayd bin Haritha passes away, he's killed, then Ja'far bin Abi Talib will become the amir. But if Ja'far bin Abi Talib is also killed, then Abdullah bin Rawaha will become the amir. And if Abdullah bin Rawaha is also killed, then you should appoint anyone as the amir. At that time a Jew was present. He heard this prophecy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, the 3 must die. No prophet had said like that, but it happened. This was the conviction of the Jew. He said, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said like that, it is definite the 3 will die. Bidding farewell to those Sahaba, so they made dua for Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha for safe return. Say, may Allah ta'ala bring you safely. At that time, look at the words of Abdullah bin Rawaha. لكنني أسأل الله مغفرة وضربة ذات فرغ تقذف الزبدا أو طعنة بيدي حران مجهزا بحربة تنفذ الأحشاء والكبدا حتى يقال إذا مروا على جدتي أرشد الله وقد رشدا. That I don't want safe return. لكنني أسأل الله مغفرة. Instead, I want the forgiveness of Allah. I ask for forgiveness of Allah. I don't want the dua for safe return. I rather wish the forgiveness of Allah. And I ask for a blow of the army of the enemy that will cut my body into pieces. I ask for a piercing from the enemy side that will cut my body through. Until when they pass by my qabr, they say, this person has been rightly guided by Allah. That is what I wish from Allah. I don't wish to save return. The Sahaba were ready to pass away. That's why they were looking forward for maut. Because they passed their life as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted from them. That is, they passed their life as a musafir, as a traveler, as a person who's in this waiting room, just waiting for his flight. And such a flight is no delay. When the time comes, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When the time comes, a person cannot delay, even a little. It is said about Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, that there was a person sitting next to him. There was a person sitting next to him, and then came a stranger. The stranger started looking at that person, and the person was close to Sulaiman alayhi salam. After the stranger went away, that person asked Sulaiman alayhi salam, who was that? He said, that was Malakul Maut. That was the angel of death. He said, why was he looking at me? That person became frightened. So he told Sulaiman alayhi salam, that I request you to, because I'm close to you, can you shift me to a far away place? I want to flee from this angel of death. I want to go far away from here. So it is said that Sulaiman alayhi salam took him to a distant land, and he commanded the winds to take him. Then after some time, the angel of death came back to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And Sulaiman alayhi salam asked the angel of death, why were you looking at that person? So the angel of death said that I was told to take this person's soul at another place which is very far from here. I didn't know how it's possible for this person to reach that place in so short while. So this is why I was looking at him. Is he the person? So then when you took him to that place, I was able to take away his soul in the same place. So when the person's death is destined, a person cannot delay even a little. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Death is certain. A person cannot delay. So the intelligent thing is to prepare for death before it comes, before it takes us by surprise. A person should be ready at any time, especially in this holiday season. A person should not be found in such a place that is not conducive for death to come to him. Person should imagine, to think by himself, that if I have to pass away in this condition, in this place, will my Lord, will my Allah be pleased with me or not? So going back to that battle, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the 8th year of Hijrah, it was the battle of Muta, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had appointed those three sahaba as the amir. So they went to the battlefield. When they reached a place called Ma'an, they received an information that the enemy was coming with an army of 200,000 men. And they were only 3,000 men. 3,000 men against an army of 200,000. So some sahaba became reluctant. So they said, let's have a consultation and decide what to do. Should he go back and ask for reinforcements, or should he go forward and face the enemy? So they decided to hold a mashwara. So then at that time, Abdullah bin Rawaha stood up and said, what are you feeling afraid of? The same thing you came out to get, there's the same thing you are afraid of. You came to get shahadat in the path of Allah. You came to get martyrdom in the path of Allah. And you are afraid of it. It's one of two things. Either we'll gain victory over the enemy, and that is a success in itself. Or we'll get defeated and we'll be martyred in the path of Allah. That's another victory for a mu'min. That's another success for a believer, to die in the path of Allah. So they all took the advice of Abdullah bin Rawaha and they went forward. Said the battle started. And as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prophesied, Hazrat Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu was killed. Then Hazrat Ja'far bin Abi Talib was also killed. At that time, Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha, who was to become the Amir, he was eating some meat because he had not eaten for 3 days. 3 days had passed, he had nothing to eat. So at that time, someone gave him some piece of meat. He was busy eating it. When he heard the noise and uproar, calling for his name, it was his turn to conduct the army. So he threw to the side that piece of meat, and he went to face the army. At that time, the enemy cut his finger, and he addressed his finger, "Ma anti illa isba'un damiti wa fi sabilillahi ma u'titi." That what you have received, what happened to you, has happened because of Allah Ta'ala. It was in the cause of Allah Ta'ala this had happened to you. Then he began to address himself, because he had still, he felt a little bit reluctant to go forward. So he addressed himself, saying, Ya nafsu illa tuqtali tamuti, hadha himamul mawtu qad suliti, hadha himamul mawtu qad suliti, ma tamannayti faqad u'titi, in taf'ali fi'lahuma huditi. O myself, illa tuqtali tamuti, if you are not killed now, you are going to definitely die. Hadha himamul mawtu qad suliti, this is the decree of death. This is the destiny of everyone. If you are not going to be killed now, you are going to die sometime or the other. مَا تَمَنَّيْتِ فَقَدْ أُعْطِيْتِ. And the same thing you have been desiring all the time. That is shahada, martyrdom in the path of Allah. That what you wanted the whole, all the time, that is in front of you. مَا تَمَنَّيْتِ فَقَدْ أُعْطِيْتِ. إِن تَفْعَلِي فِعْلَهُ مَا هُدِيْتِ. And if you do, same like the previous two amirs, that is Zayd bin Haritha and Ja'far bin Abi Talib had done, then you are rightly guided. So at that time, he faces the enemy and he passes away in the path of Allah Ta'ala in this manner. Because he was prepared. He was prepared. He prepared his whole life. He spent his whole life ready to face death. This was the condition of all the Sahaba. They spent their life in the obedience of Allah. So at any given time, they were ready to pass away. They were ready to face death. They showed the meaning of the hadith where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Tuhfatul mu'min al-maut," that death is in actual fact a gift for a believer, because in this manner he's going to meet his Lord. So we should spend our life as a traveler, preparing for our death. That if death can come to me at this time, this point in time, then I'm ready to face death. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to prepare death, and may Allah Ta'ala bring death to us when we are in the obedience of Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.